Kenya, our England, from Simon Barbata, and Kiri, chapter 23. Lamentation of the Babuji. Nima Yashin,
Nima Yashin,
Rade,
Rade,
Biru,
Biru,
Vimana,
Vimana,
Idam,
Idam,
Aruha,
Aruha,
Idam,
Idam,
Sukla,
Sukla,
Kritam,
Kritam,
Tirtam,
Tirtam,
Asisam,
Asisam,
Yapakam,
Yapakam,
Nirinam,
Nirinam,
Namah Yasmin Hadevi.
Abhiti.
Abhiti.
Asmin.
Asmin.
In this.
In this.
Rade.
Rade.
In the lake.
In the lake.
Hiru.
Hiru.
Oh, fearful one.
Oh, fearful one.
Imanam.
Imanam.
A plane.
A plane.
Idam.
Idam.
This.
This.
Aruha.
Aruha.
Ascend.
Ascend.
Idam,
Idam,
this,
Sukla
Kritam,
Sukla Kritam,
created by Lord Vishnu,
created by Lord Vishnu,
Tirtham,
Tirtham,
sacred lake,
sacred lake,
Asisa,
Asisam,
the desires,
Yabakam, Yabakam,
bestowing,
bestowing,
Dhirunam,
Dhirunam,
of human beings,
of human beings.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
My dear devotee, you look very much afraid. First birth in Lake Bindu Sarovar, created by Lord Vishnu Himself, which can grant all the desires of the human being, and then Mount is a plague. Please repeat. My dear devotee.
My dear devotee.
You look very much afraid.
You look very much afraid.
First birth in lake.
First birth in lake.
Bindu Sarova.
Bindu Sarova.
Created by Lord Vishnu Himself.
Created by Lord Vishnu Himself.
Which can grant all the desires.
Which can grant all the desires.
Of a human being.
Of a human being.
And then,
amen.
Mount this heavenly.
Mount this heavenly.
Purport. It is still the system to go to places of pilgrimage and take a bath in the water there. In Vrindavan, the people take baths in the river Jamuna. In other places, such as Bayan, they take baths in the river Ganges. The words, Tirtham Mahasisam Yavakam, refer to the fulfillment of desires by bathing in the place of pilgrimage. Kadamuni advised his good wife to bathe in Lake Bindu Sarova so that she could revive the former beauty and lustre of her body. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So here Devakuti saw the mansion created by her husband before her. She was, what is this? What is this? For me? This for me? The husband said, yes. It's for you. You desired it, so I created it. It's for you. So she was hesitating what to do with it. Sometimes you are surprised when you get something wonderful, you are surprised. What to do with this? My body is not clean. From posterity, she was performing, means she was not taking care of her body. So she was dirty. So to say. The devotee cannot be dirty. Engaging in auspicious activity, performing austerity, there's no question of dirtiness. But externally, she saw herself like that. So the husband is speaking, my dear devotee. You're surprised seeing what you've been doing? Okay. To properly enjoy what you have. So you take a bath. In this Bindu Sarovar, Bindu Saravara, he mentioned here, created by Lord Vishnu himself. And it is very, very powerful that can fulfill all desires. And the beauty of India, in India you get places that can fulfill all desires. In Vrindavan, every single tree you see in Vrindavan is a desire-fulfilling tree. Every tree. Because all the trees you see in Vrindavan, all of them, every single tree you see in Vrindavan, has the merciful glance of Srimati Radharani. Wow. So the trees in Vrindavan are not ordinary. You can get whatever you want from any tree you see in Vrindavan. So you see people who are very, very fortunate, they sleep under the tree. It is not ordinary. It is not just externally to take shelter of the tree. Not just taking shelter of the tree, that is, people are sitting under the tree or sleeping under the tree. If you walk very carefully, you see that even when people have gone to the forest to practice austerity, they will pass so many trees and then take only one. Why? Because that particular tree has the influence on whoever sit under. That when you sit under the tree, that tree is going to support their spiritual practice. So they don't just sit in the tree. They will search for such an auspicious tree. That again, this one has that potency. They will sit under that. Select it. Your meditation will be supported by the influence of that tree. Your senses will be pacified to adjust to the practice. And in particular, Vrindavan, every single tree has the potency to give us that facility. They are all purpose fulfilling desire tree. The trees in Vrindavan. I've seen trees that Vrindavan. The trees, that the name of Radha is written there not by human being. Not by human being. He didn't go there last year. If the temple people don't usually visit, they don't know. Remote place. Many people don't visit there. See the tree with the leaves written Radha. So every tree has been used in serving Lord Krishna by Srimati Radharani, and she has glanced over all of them. It is her domain, that is her place. So the people who are very intelligent, who are very, very fortunate, they visit these places, Vrindavan, Jamuna, Prayag, Ganga, Narmada, Saraswati, and Bindu Sarabara. So this Bindu Sarabara is mentioned here, it was created by the Vishnu himself. When Kadamamani performed his austerity so sincerely, so pure, Lord Vishnu came and seeing the purity of Kadamamani's austerity, Lord Vishnu shed tears and formed this lake, Bindu Sarabara, the tears of Lord Vishnu directly. In appreciation for the austerity his devotee performed just to please him. So he said here, it is created by Lord Vishnu proves her. It's Lord Vishnu's tears. So the sages are always, always surrounding this Bindu Sarabaraya. Always. Because he knows. By touching this water, your japa will be wonderful. You don't have to struggle to control the senses. Simply touching this Bindu Sarabaraya. Simply bathing them. Both grossly and spiritually, to be benefited. A disease in the body will disappear. And spiritual practice will be automatic. It is a guarantee of success by bathing this holy water. Of drinking this water, of touching the water. Before chanting any mantra, to touch water is recommended. Without touching water, mantra have no effect. And if one is very fortunate, you see that in India, some people, they are going to bathe in Jamuna the whole of their life. What a fortune. From the day they are bathed till they leave this body, everything they do is just Jamuna water or Ganga water. What a great fortune. That means they are completely sinless. They don't know anything. They don't know what is sin. But they don't know what is sin. They don't do sinful things from birth to death. Their profession. Just see, their profession is feedback, obese, dirty, sad. This is their profession. Completely free from sin. They are bathing Ganga, washing their duties inside the Ganga, Jamuna, for their life. Who can calculate their fortune? They're so fortunate. So you see people who sit under trees because they know they're getting blessing from the tree. That is supporting their own health, supporting their spiritual practice. So you see, very, 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 very fortunate souls. They roll on the dust. The dust, the dam, they roll on the dust. It's not ordinary. It is mystical. It is spiritual. It is devotional. Everything complete. Therefore, people go, Baba said here, it is still the system to go to places of pilgrimage and take a bath in the water there. So when you go to these places, please try to take a bath. Try to take a bath. The first time I went to India, first time, time was very, very short, and there were so many things new to the place, and so many things, and everything was new. Seminar was there. The last day of the seminar, I had to do my test, not in the classroom, because I told the teachers, I'm leaving. So I have to go to their room to do my test. They mark it, they give me my certificate. I run from there to that, start to go and pack. Start leaving. We went to Vrindavan. So I didn't take part in Ganga. We went to Vrindavan. And also, new few days, people who were guarding me, they don't have any, they have no much taste in these things. So when we are living in Vrindavan, I had a voice. He didn't take part in Ganga, the river. I had a voice. He didn't take a bath. I said, no. The voice said, oh, what should I have done? I cried. In the train, I So when we go to Mumbai, as we go to, is there any of the holy rivers here? I say yes, there is Godavari and Masik. Godavari. So can you take me there? Yes. So he arranged with his family, we went to Nasik, Mumbai to Nasik, 3 hours. So we went there, checked in the hotel nearby there, then after a short while, then we went in the evening to Godavari. I went there to stay. Extremely dirty, very dirty. They passed through right in there, and when they opened it down, everything will come back and say, well, dirty. So the devotee looked at me, look at me, and look at the water. His mind started doubting. Will he enter this water? This is too dirty. Himself was wondering whether I should dip in this water. So he didn't know I was watching him, and all the message he was sending in his mind. I didn't look at his face. I just went to one corner, I removed my duty, and I entered the water. He was shocked. Then he himself took the courage to enter the water. And he entered the water also. He dipped there and came out. But I stayed there, inside the water. I wasted the water there a long time. He came out very fast. After 5 minutes out, I was there. 30 minutes I was inside the water. He was waiting. Now the mind became, why is he staying so long in this water? This dirty water like this. Well, because out of philosophy I entered there. But why is he so long inside this dirty water? I stayed 30 minutes, and after 30 minutes I started chanting like this. So when I came out, and he gave me a towel to clean my body, I said, no. He said, it's a new one. I said, yes, I've seen it. I think it's a new one, not a used one. It's a new one, but don't worry. He was shocked. This man so loved this water like this. Yes. Why? It is. Godavari. It is Godavari. It cannot be contaminated. Godavari cannot be contaminated. It's eternally pure. Whatever it is pure. It is wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful experience. I saw the effect of the water. I saw it. My mind was fixed. When I did this, then I became satisfied. Yes, I have completed the pilgrimage of visiting my beloved. Completed. Wonderful purification. Wonderful experience. I saw the difference. Nice. So on the way, the next day we were turning back to Mumbai. So he asked me. The next morning, early in the morning, while they were still sleeping, I went back to the river. In the morning bath, I went back there and enjoyed myself inside the water. I was alone, so nobody was looking. So I enjoyed myself in the water. Then I came back. So when we're living, then they ask me, the water so dirty, but it seems you like it. I say, yes, the scripture said this is holy. And because the Son told us, later of instruction, even if you see bubbles, dead body, Ganges is still pure. So I do surrender. At least, let me theoretically do it. At least. I did it and I saw the effect. So what is the only rivers? They are not ordinary. They are not ordinary. They are not ordinary. We need to adjust our consciousness to be able to experience the potency of everything we have in our Christian consciousness. We need to do what? Adjust our consciousness to be able to experience the potency, the purificatory potency of all the holy places, holy rivers, holy trees, everything we do, we should adjust our consciousness to be able to experience it. It has to do with our consciousness. So we should bet in Jamuna, Ganga. Try to bet as much as it. It's not dry. The water is there. Bit as much as you can. Because it is Tritam as the sun, Yapakan. If we fulfill all desires, we're waiting in the place of pilgrimage. All desires are fulfilled. All desires. All desires means what? Both material and spiritual to be fulfilled. You have a good health, you have good facilities for sales gratification, and you have spiritual life. You have bhakti, Krishna. Therefore, Kadamodi advises his good wife, Devamuti, take a bath. To do what? To revive your former beauty and luster. So Devamuti is after this. Hare Krishna. Comments? The computer.
Computer.
What's the question?
Can you please tell us the glories of Prema Sarovar?
Prem.
Sarovar.
Prem Sarovar. Prem Sarovar. Have you visited it? Visited? Shemati Radhani and Krishna. Shrimati Radharani and Krishna. Enjoying themselves in the forest of Vrindavan. That they do always, every day, that is their activity, every day. In the forests. But now, that is the activity we do every day. So this day, they were together, enjoying themselves. Krishna desiring to create more pastimes. A bee came. A bee saw the lotus face of Shrimati Radharani and was thinking it's lotus flower. So the bees came. This is lotus, they came into the face. Just was looking at her face. But the bees, they are attached to lotus flowers, so they go into the lotus. So she brought her hand, which is another lotus. So the bees came to the hand and the face. So two lotus flowers are here, the face and the. So it was disturbing. The Krishna to Madhumanga, please, can you drive the bee away? So Madhumanga came in there and chased the bee. He followed the bee. The bee went the distance. Then he came back and said, Madhu, the harm is gone. As soon as he said that, Shrimati Radharani considered my Krishna has gone, she fainted, she fell from the swing to the ground. And Krishna was sitting there on the swing. I see Madhurani on the floor, unconscious, just to hear, because Madhusudana, Madhusudana, the same, Madhusudana, it is Krishna. So Krishna has gone. Krishna has gone. She fell from the swing, dead. So Krishna was looking at Madhurani from this thing. He was still sitting there, looking at the body. On the ground.
So he was thinking,
I'm here with her just to hear that I'm still here. Says, so she fainted. So Krishna was thinking about, wondering about her devotion, for the devotion for him, that similarly is forgetting that they are sitting together in the same place, not different place, together in the same place. She fainted. Krishna also means fainted. So now both Krishna and Radhani are on the ground. The tears both of them shared out of the love for each other created that dream sarova. Tell me, Bindu Sarovara is not Vishnu. Prem Sarovara is Radha and Vishnu. So, communicating with the witches and inviting. Any other comment? Yes,
Prabhupada. Vishnu Maharaj, thank you very much for the wonderful class and nice lecture. I'm very grateful. I have a question. The question is in regards to this particular verse. It is said that she should take bath in Bindu Sarova, and everything she desires, you know, will be fulfilled. So now this happened eons of ages back. So my question is, we've heard about, if you observe some certain vrat, like pious vrat, you know, you immediately go back to Godhead. We've heard about, if you observe some certain Ekadashi, immediately whatever desire you desire will become fulfilled immediately. So in this particular present day and age, how do we bring ourselves to reconcile, you know, with this? It's so worked for them in those age, and in this age it's not like that. You said in the class that it is, we should reconcile our consciousness, but how do we understand this perfectly?
Krishna consciousness has nothing to do with material considerations. It is not limited to geographical calculations or physical calculations. We simply need to tune in our consciousness. This is what we are saying before. We should like adjust our consciousness. We simply need to tune in. The radio station is already there, is it not?
Yes.
We need to do what? Tune to the station. If you don't tune to the station, is the problem the radio station?
No.
It's our problem. So you tune to the station. That is your choice. So similarly, Krishna consciousness is there. We need to tune into Krishna consciousness. And sometimes when you tune to Krishna consciousness, to the station, you need to fine-tune it. If you don't fine-tune it, you will get a clear sound. The wave will be wavering. So if you want to have a filter, the sound that you hear everything clearly depends on how you fine-tune it. You cannot turn the radio and make it wrong. But if you fine-tune it, then you get to the main thing. If you fine-tune that, which is the process of Krishna consciousness, you get everything. We can tune ourselves to it. Any of our chariots is all available. All available. Just like now, I'm have tuned into Hawaii Temple. Just now. Just now, practically, see? I'm in Hawaii now. Right here in Mauritius, I am connected to Hawaii. Are you connected also? No. Why? You're not in the station. We're still in the station. You see, by what time you're going, I'm not joking. Is it not? I have tuned in. By following the link, he gave me a link. I have tuned in and I'm connected. So we have to tune in to the station of Krishna consciousness. Devotional service is not a mechanical thing. A japa, yesterday we talked about japa, it's not a mechanical thing. We have to know the science of tuning in to the station. So, in connect with any of our acharyas, that is a business. Whatever is happening with that acharya, you also get it. Any personality you tune into, the experience that devotee is having, you have the same thing. That is the power of association. So the holy rivers we have, Bindu Sarovara, it is not that it is not effective any longer. It is not like that. It is not that the scriptures have given us some empty promises. It is not like that. The benedictions we are getting, every single tree in Vrindavan is a desire-fulfilling tree. But that was 5,000 years ago when Krishna was. That is not true. It is the same thing. But we need to get it. Is it clear?
Yes, ma'am.
So it is not that the benediction has passed. The benediction is still available. It is our problem to be able to tune in properly. If we believe the benediction the scripture has given, if you believe it, if you have faith that it is true, and you walk on it, you get it. I told you just in this class, the voice told me he didn't take a bath. Are you the one who told me that? Everybody get that? And when I finally got to Godavari and took a dip there, I knew what happened to my body. Not you telling me, my own body, I knew what took place. My body is not alive. I knew that there was some purification, heavy purification. Even the gums I used in bathing, I didn't squeeze the water. I just folded and placed it on my head. And suddenly, as we were going from Nasik to Bombay, the towel was on my head. Because I still keep the water on my head. It got dry on my body. I didn't dry my body. When I came out from the water, even in Kamsha, I still place it on my head with the water. Continue. It continued. And I saw the effect I had. It's not a lie. We need to fine tune. We should tune in the Krishna consciousness. So we have everything available. We have all the available. All the Sri Goswami is available. The Prabhupada is available. All available. None of them is going to say that None of them is going to say that, no, I don't know you, so don't talk to me. None of them will say that. Once you connect, you are connected. And what is happening with them, you get it. See what is happening? I'm connected. Do you see? You see, it's working? I'm connected. Did that answer your question?
How to fine-tune our consciousness in practical terms? Does it imply that we have to follow all the instructions given by the previous academies? Or is there something else?
How do we fine-tune our consciousness? How do we tune in? When you are chanting Hare Krishna, what do you think you are doing? When you chant Hare Krishna, what is it? Connecting with Krishna. So when you are reading some Prabhupada books or hearing his lecture, what are you doing? You're connected. We are not experiencing that because we mentioned that we have to fine tune. Not just to tune into the station, we have to fine tune. It means that we should really be conscious of where we are. I'm reading in purport of Krishna's words, and I'm reading the purport. Reading that carefully. We mentioned yesterday we should not just read day for yesterday. We should not just read the alphabet. We should be connected deeply with the person, with every word, and try to find out. Where we are, what exactly we are learning in this particular sloka. Therefore, yesterday we mentioned this in this class, here, in this time. But are we hearing properly? I'm repeating what I said 3 days ago. Try it here. It is, the problem is with us. The problem is not with the Gita, the deity, with the guru, acharya. The problem is with us. How we are able to tune in. How did I start my Bhagavad Gita teaching to all of you? You remember? You know how I started? The first thing I said, you remember? You remember? I sure? Tell me, how did I start? How did I start? I say, when you take Bhagavad Gita, when you take Bhagavad Gita in your hand, what are you trying to do? When you take Bhagavad Gita in your hand, what are you trying to do? Not read, want to hear what Krishna wants to tell you. You want to hear what Krishna wants to tell us, not telling somebody. It is you who is holding Gita, and Gita wants to speak to you. This will be the mood. This will be the mood we should have towards our scriptures. What are the four? Okay, let me do this while I wait. What did you read today? You should be able to tell. That's connection. Right?
Thank you. How can you say in the scriptures, like even
put everything in the death pajama, into your eyes. And you take off in the ear.
And so hear my experience. You should hear my experience. I'm sitting with you as a person. I'm just telling you, not something I read, I heard from somewhere. I'm telling you what I did and the experience. You should hear that experience. That's how you get fit. The devotee who took me there entered the water after he had seen the way I was appreciating the water. And then another time, I was with the Chokpati devotees in Mayapur after another year. We went to Chokpati. And then we went to Ganga. They all took bath in Ganga, they came out. I was still inside the water there. What a long time. Oh, when we came back to the ashram, all the devotees were laughing. They were laughing. I said, what is the problem? He said, you. I said, what did I do? Why you stay so long inside the water like that? Then also I started laughing at them. I said, see, all of you, how much did you pay from Mumbai to Mayapur? 500 rupees per train. I paid 35,000 rupees. Is it the same? You understand? So I said, take advantage of what is here. Secondly, I say, see, all of you are very pure, but I'm sinful. So if I don't take a bath and leave, like you did, I will get the required effect. That's why I'm staying longer, so I can get the real thing as I wanted. Huh? If you want to have faith, you should hear. Hear properly.
Is an American devotee not to swim, not to take bath in Yamuna and Ganges.
Hmm?
I've read in the Namrit, the Prabhupada Namrit, where he says to the American devotees not to take bath in the river.
Which river?
Ganges. They were trying to swim in the river. Ganges. He refrains them from swimming.
So what's the question?
The question is, you entered so long in the river to remove all the sin that seems to be inside to remove it. But the Prabhupada says to the devotee not to enter.
The Prabhupada then says, I was rather good. Prabhupada took devotees there. He took it deep. The devotee entered it with swimming. Rather good is not a swimming pool. It's a different thing altogether. Radha Kund, Shama Kund, they are, because Radha and Krishna, to make their pastime very sweet, they brought in somebody in the middle, Jatila, so that they hide, so it's sweet. Because of that, Radha and Krishna cannot meet exactly or long as much as they wanted. For this separation from each other, Radha Kunsa manifested. So it is directly Radha and Krishna. So Prabhupada does not want us to misuse that. So he told you what is your stuff. It's not Ganga, it's not Yamuna, not Bindusara, it is not. It is Radha. Radha Kun Samakun are directly Radha Krishna. Right? Thank you.
Jai Narayan Bhakti Dhiradam Darasan Maharaj Ki Jai.